Дахиад сайн байцгаана уу? Энэ миний 2 дахь подкаст. Энэ удаа би найз олоотойгоо ярилцлага хийх болно. Найз олоо маань надтай хамт Австралиа саяхан ирээд Улаанбаатар хоттой танилцаад тэгээ одоо Монголын тухай, Улаанбаатарын тухай ямар бодолтой байгааг нь би сонсголье гэж бодож байна. Hi to.
Hi to. Hi Donald.
How are you?
Good, thanks.
This is my...
Actually, I don't feel... Yeah. I don't feel great. You know why?
What?
Because I have diarrhea now.
Oh, poor guy.
I'm not sure how I got diarrhea, but... yeah, I've been shitting all day today. Poor times.
I know. What do you think about Ulaanbaatar City?
It's nice. Well, what I find surprising about... Ubi, how you say it? Pronunciation?
Ubi?
And
shortly, Ubi, but it is Ulaanbaatar.
Ulaanbaatar.
Red Hero. If you red translate hero. Into English, it is Red Hero.
Is it from communist time?
Yes.
What's the name before?
Ihure.
What's that?
It is a big capital city.
Uh-huh.
That means Ich is a big,
yes,
and Hure is a capital.
Yeah,
that many people crowded
mm-hmm.
place. That.
Okay, well, Ubi is a very interesting place to me. I've been to like many different places, like Vietnam, Nepal,
mm-hmm.
and in some ways, the third world country is similar to Ubi. In some ways, in terms of traffic,
uh-huh.
like, well, holy cow, the traffic, it's like, there's no rules. In Australia, uh-huh. there's certain rules.
Uh-huh.
Like, in Australia, like, you don't follow the rules, you get fined. But here seems like you can do whatever you like. Is that true? Like, I don't know.
Yes, but I never been in other developing countries.
No, you still have. Thailand.
I was in Thailand, but yeah. You know, Thailand is a very famous area for tourists.
Yeah, I guess
it is more developed for tourists.
Yeah.
But Mongolia is different. Ulaanbaatar is different. No, not many tourists.
Actually, yesterday we went to, what's that place? Genghis Khan, King's place?
Yeah, big Genghis statue.
Yeah, yeah. And also his home place, his Gur area.
That is King's Gur.
Yeah, King's Gur, yeah. Yeah, I was quite surprised, like in terms of history and importance,
mm-hmm.
like there's like only a couple of tourists there. Yeah, like if you go to like other countries like Japan or even China, like the King's Palace, the Empress Palace there. There seems to be a lot of tourists, but in terms of importance in history, there's not much tourists in that King's Place. And I find it quite interesting, like in terms of like how Genghis Khan was influential in the world, and like most of the tourists are locals, and
yeah.
only a few of them are like international tourists. Yeah, that's what I find interesting. This place
and which things don't you like?
Don't you like? yeah. Like you see some of the locals' face, you know, like you see them walking down the street, like they're always like they don't look very happy.
Uh-huh.
Looks depressed, either depressed or angry.
All people?
Well, not all people, but most people.
Most people has angry and depressed face.
Yeah.
Is that?
Well, what do you think, so? What do you think that, like, they look angry or depressed?
I'm angry with you because, you Why? Know, Ulaanbaatar is very, very populated.
Yes.
Because of migration.
Yes.
Many people coming to the city
mm-hmm.
to find a job.
Yes.
And earn money. That's why... You know that half of total population of Mongolia mm-hmm. living in this city.
Yes.
We are 3 million, but 1,500,000 living here. That's why. And so stressful.
Mm-hmm.
For example, traffic and public service. Mm-hmm. And anything is very stressful. That's why people having that face.
Yeah.
That's true.
Where I'm from, Adelaide, in South Australia, there's a population of 1 million people.
Mm-hmm.
And
it's nearly same as Ulaanbaatar.
It's a bit less, 1.1, or UB is like 1.5, is that right? 1.5 or
yeah, 1.5.
Something like that, it doesn't matter. Yeah, that's what I found interesting about
and UB. How about other things?
No, I found that did the meat here, the lamb, we had lamb dumpling mm-hmm. yesterday.
Mm-hmm.
It's really nice, you know.
Ah.
Quite surprised, like the meat quality in UB, like in terms of Mongolia, because like Australia is quite famous for the lamb and beef, but I found that the lamb is more delicious here.
Yes, when we were going to Genghis Khan's statue,
yes,
you have seen many sheeps,
mm-hmm.
and you told me they are more stronger and bigger than other countries.
Yeah. Well, if you go to places like Thailand, Vietnam, China, Southeast Asia in general, you see that most of the animals are malnourished, they're really skinny. Like you can see the bones,
mm-hmm.
whereas like here, I mean the fat and the fat, and they look quite healthy, look quite happy. Yes. Yeah.
And the taste of meat
mm-hmm.
is better here.
Yeah.
Because all free range.
Yes.
And we have vast steppe mm-hmm. and with healthy grasses
mm-hmm.
and all animals eating that grasses. And that's why our meat is very tasty.
Yeah, very tasty.
You know, Australia also has many sheep.
Yes.
But meat taste is better. Different.
I think was the grass in Australia. It's dry grass. It's very dry.
Like a desert?
Yeah, some places in... this is my opinion. Maybe because of that. Like, because of the desert, a lot of desert places. But I think it depends on what breed of sheep it is. I think the breed here, the sheep, is better quality. Maybe. I'm not sure.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Yeah, I was quite surprised. I thought, like, you know, because like Mongolians don't use seasoning in their meat, don't they? Like, no salt yes. when they cook the food.
But now you are having diarrhea.
Yeah, thanks to
because of I think because it is meat.
Yeah, probably. Maybe the chicken. Maybe the chicken.
Yeah, not used to our meat. It's more stronger because all the animals eating very different kinds of grasses and plants.
Yeah.
Some of them we are using for medicine.
Mm-hmm.
Very stronger plants. And maybe it has more strong influence to human body.
Yeah.
And that's why you are having now diarrhea.
By the way, it's getting better though.
I think it's better to eat chicken for you.
No. What do you recommend, audience? Like, post out. Like, what do you think? Like, should I eat more lamb or more beef or more chicken?
Yes, I hope.
Comment.
Many people will suggest for you other food.
Yeah. What else? Like, I want to try sheep
head. What do you want to do more things in Ulaanbaatar before your departure time?
I'm not sure. I've got no real plans. What do you think? What do you recommend?
I plan that we will go together to one rural area
uh-huh.
to see how herder's family living,
mm-hmm.
how they are living with their livestock mm-hmm. and everyday lifestyle.
Okay.
And also you want to eat the sheep head.
Yes, sheep head.
I will show it to you.
Yes. If you show a sheep head in Australia, most Australians think it's disgusting. You know that?
Of course.
Yeah, like
because they don't eat it.
They don't eat sheep head.
Yes.
Yeah.
They always eat lamb meat.
Yes.
Very young.
Yes, but also the way they cook it is different.
Yes.
You know how they cook
it? Mongolians don't eat young animal.
Yes.
They don't care.
Really?
Yes, but they try to eat more old
mm-hmm.
because they louder their animal.
Oh, really? In Australia, like the way we're cooking the meat, lamb meat in Australia, like we cook it medium rare or rare.
Yes.
Like bloody, like it's not fully cooked.
I don't like
it. Very tasty. It tastes like iron.
I can't eat that bloody meat.
Mm.
We always eat well done meat.
Yes, I'm not. I think it tastes better because you're not used to it.
More soft.
More tender.
Juicy
and more flavor.
Yes.
Yeah. Well, you know, that's a strange way.
Uh-huh. Some Mongolian people say that Western country,
yes,
like Australia,
yeah,
that people are cruel because they eat younger animal like a lamb.
Yes. But many Australians think Mongolians are cruel.
Why?
Yeah, no, you know why?
Yes,
because they eat camel, and you also eat horse too.
But what difference between camel, horse, sheep, and goat? Why, if we eat sheep and goat, it is normal? And why, if we eat camel, it is cruel? Why?
I don't know. No, they found horse is more cruel because it's smart, because it's tame.
Because of smart?
Yes. And camel, because you use it for transportation.
Are they stupid that sheep and goats are stupid?
I don't know. But the good thing about Mongolians and Australians, like the Vietnamese, they don't eat dog. No dog.
But Koreans eat dog.
Yeah, Chinese eat dog too.
Okay.
Yeah.
But if they listen to us, they will be angry.
Why?
Because we are laughing too that they eat dog.
That doesn't matter. You can make fun of us. If you want to comment, you want to like make fun of Australian people, comment and tell us about your stupid Australian jokes, or you know how stupid Australians are. Just comment. I don't care. What do you reckon?
Anything else?
Okay. Like I'm feeling better now. Like my diarrhea has gone down, so that's good. Oh, do you want to hear like one of my embarrassing stories about diarrhea? Do you want to hear it?
Of course. I want to hear it.
Oh, it's embarrassing. I'm not sure why I put it. What were you saying before? I forgot.
About your diarrhea and making a lot of shit.
Oh, yeah. I always worry about shitting.
And you're using pills against the shits?
Yes.
Because you know that in Ulaanbaatar City, public toilet is not good.
Yes.
And that's why you're afraid making a lot of shits.
Well, it happened. Like, it came true. Every country I've been to, Thailand, Vietnam, Singapore, Malaysia, New Zealand, Nepal, all countries except Japan. Japan is very clean. I didn't have diarrhea there.
Nice.
Yeah.
How many countries have you been before?
I don't know, about 5, 6, 7. It's not much.
Name it.
I just told you, Nepal, New Zealand, Singapore, Mongolia,
Thailand,
Japan, Canada.
In Europe?
No, never been in Europe.
Never?
No. No, always.
I thought you have been in Germany. No.
No.
Only Canada.
Only Canada.
Okay. Yeah. No, not in America.
I'll stop over in America, but not really.
You want to go to America?
Yeah, I want to go to America. Eat burger. You know that very juicy burger.
It makes you fat.
Maybe fat and maybe diarrhea, maybe.
No diarrhea. Because they meat is same as Australia.
Oh, no.
Not too strong.
Yes,
I
true.
I think so.
Yeah, maybe. Okay. Wait, one more thing.
Which thing?
Let me think. What kind of person you want to interview in the future?
Any person?
Doesn't matter? Could be like
my brother, sister, or my girlfriends, my blogger friends, or my colleagues.
Yes.
In the future.
Yeah.
And also, if I have a chance to talk with any famous person, it will be more nice and interesting.
Yeah.
But every personally interesting.
Yeah.
They have many different kinds of lifestyle and thinking. Their thinking is different, and it is interesting to listen to their talking.
Yeah. Well, this could be like, I mean, this conversation is like lasts for half an hour, but like the podcast could last for 2-3 hours. It could be anything, you know.
Ooh, that's too long.
No, no. People listen to 2-3 hours. Like, if you comment on us, like, how long you think is the, like, the longest podcast, like, how long do you think you can listen to a podcast or to someone talking? Because the point of, like, talking on podcasts, it's not like radio. The point of podcast is, like, listen to a friend talking with each other, friend or family. And normally, the length of talk is, like, sometimes 1 hour, 2 hours, 3 hours. It's like, the point of podcast is, like, say whatever you want. It's like, don't censor yourself.
You can enjoy with our podcasts while driving and while relaxing at home in any place.
Taking a shit.
Want. Yes, toilet. And you can copy our podcast to your phone.
Yes.
And listen to it in any place. Yes.
Okay. Well, how do we... how do we make people know about this podcast?
We have Facebook, Twitter, and iTunes pages.
Yes. I will set that up later, but I will, like, join us fan page, Facebook fan page, and I will direct you on how to subscribe to Facebook and how to subscribe on iTunes, or if you have an Android application, podcast application. I will show you how later anyway.
Yes, every person can follow us. Yeah. And if you like, follow and copy our podcast.
Yes.
And even you don't have Wi-Fi connection, you can listen to us after copying our podcast to your phone or somewhere.
Yeah. I mean, you could pirate, copy, like, pirate like copy our podcast and distribute it to someone else on a USB and just spread the love around. Say something stupid about Australian people.
What thing?
I don't know. How stupid are we
about Australians?
Yes. What do you like?
They always eat their nails.
What's wrong with that?
It's nom, disgusting.
Nom. Well, we don't pick our nose like the Vietnamese, you know? Vietnamese, they pick their nose a lot. It's disgusting.
Some Mongolian people.
Some Mongolian people do that too?
Yes.
Do they eat them?
No! How can they? It's impossible. Just make.
Yes. Do you remember one time when you saw someone, a little kid, pick her nose?
Ah, yes, that's a kid. And she ate it. Yeah, that's a kid. Because kids don't know everything, and they interested in everything, and they always want to try something stupid thing. Practice.
Okay.
It is practice for them.
Yeah. You want to like comment about stupid things that kids do? Just comment on the on a Facebook page. Just say whatever.
Okay. Bye. See you.
Okay. Say bye bye.